Welcome to the TCT Artist Exchange. Have you ever had that surreal moment where you realize that you just might be witnessing the infancy stages of something really special? Something that you're certain holds such promising value that you immediately just want to share it with the entire world because you understand the unique gifts that come with just being a part of it. Most times, music will highlight that in a way that no other art form can. And in the rarest of occasions, totally different types and styles of music artistry can collaborate and connect in such dynamic dimension to produce a completely new, fresh, and unique sound that defies all constraint of musical boundaries, almost identifying as its own genre. Today, we'll be speaking with an amazing young artist who has merged his own talent with another outstanding artist with a totally different musical background. And together, they have created this wonderfully different musical perspective. We believe they just might be creating this brand new musical genre. So we're going to open up this window. And in just a few short moments, we'll chat with Philadelphia music artist Kufnats about the musical and spiritual journey he and music partner Christine Elise have invited us all to join. So stay right here.
I'm back. So I think, first of all, if you don't play, it's very difficult for you to make money in this industry the way that it is right now. You gotta go out and play. Sell your CD, sell your music that way. Because you know, back then we did the records over and over, do that tape over and over and over and get it stuck in the machine and have to pull it out and wind it back up again. But it was just a constant thing, and it was a great ear training. Because not only do you learn the parts, you memorize it, and it's what I tell my students too. It becomes a part of you when you embody the feel, when you start to understand the feel of something when you've done it a lot of times, and maybe if it's something that didn't come naturally to you before. So I think that was a great ear training. Later I got teachers, but I think other than that, it was pretty much self-taught. We have an understanding now that you can't make money from records. You have to be the 1% to make that money. The only way, this is what I'm hearing now, that you're gonna make money in music now is if you play live. That is it, because that's the state of the business. A little bit difficult because there's more variables than there were before. So I think, first of all, if you don't play, it's very difficult for you to make money in this industry the way that it is right now. You gotta go out and play. Sell your CD, sell your music that way. You can still get promotion from other things, and I'm just talking about the harder working ones, because right. There's always gonna be the 1% or the 5% that have the backing. They're all over radio, just right. Like they are now, for whatever they wanna promote, and they're all over television, and they're making gags of money, and it's not an issue. But for some of the rest of us, I think it's a challenging time. I think that you have to do it because you love it first. And if you genuinely love it first, it loves you back. And I think it just takes care of all that other stuff. You know, we're the guys who starve for the music, for what we love. Why? Because we love it so much. So I think that love for your instrument, the love of the music, that has to be there fundamentally, because that's what drives us through. That's what gets us through all the craziness.
Strange in your neighborhood, who you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Some of the most sensational sounds in music are created as a result of the commitment of musicians willing to take uncharted risks with their art form. Philadelphia's own Kufnats has earned enormous popularity as an amazing lyricist whose own brand of hip-hop social commentary and poetry styling delivers powerful messages of realism and spirituality. He has combined his impact messaging with a musical partner, Christine Elise. The multi-talented Christine is a classically trained, gifted harpist and vocalist whose smooth and spiritual melodies provide the perfect musical sauce for this eclectic and really exciting musical companionship that is freshly original. And we are really excited to chat with Koof about their magic.
May you be resting in peace. Yeah, I'm in the present, but listen to the elders and the spirits that already passed. Some can relate, but others might laugh, not knowing that they travel and refute what is time. Energy is infinite, and so we move way beyond those imaginary lines. I walk the divine path and read signs. No coincidence that blessings on my mind. If your soul loves the sun, it's a pattern I've learned to know. In the realm of self-help, I've eagerly grown in. Knowledge of self became jewels of wealth, so I pocket those. I practice flows. You master what you work at. I learned that. I search for facts. My purpose, I believe, is to do work through rap. Yeah, MCing, peace-seeking, mind-freeing, capturing the energy that leads to healing. Give thanks to the sun spirits. We need them. If your soul loves the sun,
I can see them in the sunshine. When the rays break through, the clouds are on my mind.
My mind. If your soul loves the sun,
when the rays break through the clouds, they're on my mind.
If your soul loves the sun, rock on.
Shows kind of strongly emphasize spiritual community.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's like one of those things. It came to be that, I guess intentionally the music we make is, we're like a focus on making positive music and just music that feels good, or the aim to make people feel good. Mm. And so I think in the shows, that's what we aim to have come across. And yeah, it becomes, something that's fun, also spiritual, or whatever, you know, whatever the people, whatever their higher power, whatever it may be, hopefully it's a connection to that, or feels like a connection close to that.
Well, yeah, you've reached the mark, man, because, you know, folks come to your shows, they are very, not just connected to your music, but your music has a way of connecting them to each other. It's amazing the message that you have and how it's being received by your fan base. How important is that fan base to you, bro?
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's everything. That's everything. And, you know, the aim is exactly that, like to get things across in a way that's easier to digest, mm-hmm. you know?
The combination of what you do between what you do and what Christine does, that collaboration is pretty much a new genre that you guys have invented. Okay. I mean, do you feel that? Do you feel that you're very much on the road to something new and different and fresh?
I do. I haven't seen it, and it still feels fresh. We're 6-7 years in, mm-hmm. still feels like we're getting to a place that, you know, feels good and comfortable. I feel like we'll always be, you know, striving to get better. And but yeah, I do feel like it's a thing of its own.
Yeah, it is. Definitely. It is. You guys have taken and actually smashed through that glass ceiling that many other artists have tried. That, you know, in projecting social commentary to bring folks closer to what's really happening in life. You reach out to to people in ways where they have heard the commentary, okay?
Right.
But they've kind of garnered away from it because previously in other forms and other formats, they might not have identified with it, you know, that
right.
intentionally, maybe because it was too graphic or exploitive or too angry. Found a way to bring that message to them and with the combination of melody and music, where now they're accepting of it and they're dancing to it, and they're, you know, they're it's inside of them now.
Right now, for sure.
How's that make you feel, man?
It's beautiful. It is a beautiful thing, for real. I'm a strong believer in, like, you know, the power of words and thought and what you put out there, and, you know, what your intentions are important and come to be. You speak something enough, you know? And so my thought has always been, like, even if things aren't exactly where I want them to be, I'm gonna speak on them as though they're there. And write in a way that, you know, is encouraging and keeps myself pushing to get there. And so I think, like, when writing, if it's not, you know, a specific story I'm writing about, then it's something that I would like to see or aiming to reach.
And it's community.
And
you're writing,
sure.
It's community. It's in bringing people together.
This is like sit down hip hop in here. And but if anyone wants to get up, I think there's a little room here to dance. You can come on stage and dance. Community, with a focus on the word unity. Society,
building and community,
unity.
Things is come over me. The medium between fight and faith, the labyrinth of society.
What's up, y'all? This is for the people. Hold your heads high, soar like an eagle. Prosper the mantra, opposite of evil. Plant the seed now, sit back and watch the tree grow. What up, y'all? This is for the people. Hold your heads high, soar like an eagle. Prosper the mantra, opposite of evil. Plant the seed now, sit back and watch the tree grow. Grow. Unity. My whole life, y'all, I search for truth. Come to find out now it lies in us. I walk a narrow path of the indigenous. There's dirt roads and stones, poverty-stricken homes. My observations, what creates these songs? What I talk on beats is what I walk in streets. My pen hits the paper, the truth just leak. It's deep, but I still hold on with overworked hands and underpaid pockets. That's typical for the average. And if our records don't sell, we stuck in this. It's all love though. I wouldn't change a thing, cause what's better than the struggle to build a man? You master the circumstance and walk through lands, knowing your next step is all part of the plan. To avoid sinking under, we must overstand.
Building a community.
Unity.
Combination of what Christine brings to the table, and tell me about that collaboration.
I had a band before this, like a full band, mm-hmm. and we did a show for this company that Christine was working with, and she was there and saw it, and we didn't talk that night, but later on we crossed paths at a Whole Foods. And she's like, you know, I've seen you perform and I like your music. If you ever need a harpist, I'm open. And so a couple weeks passed, I sent her some music and she like improvised over it.
And okay. Now, what was your first impression though when she said, hey?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, what? I'm like, a harp? I have no idea what that sounds
okay.
like.
Okay. But you were curious, I'm sure.
I was very curious. Okay. So I was like, all right, let me see what this sounds like. And she improvised some stuff over it. And I was like, wow, that sounds really cool. And so I invited her to perform with the other group I was in to do a show, and it went over really well. And around the same time, the band was dismembering, so it worked out. It was all like divine timing.
It was the right timing and intervention. This is a unique collaboration that, as I said earlier, you've discovered a brand new genre in what the two of you do.
Before she started doing this, she was working as a music therapist. So mm-hmm. she was in like different group homes and schools. And what a lot of her sessions consisted of was her like improvising and making up music right on the spot.
Oh, I see.
So it kind of like was perfect for her jumping into this project where she is very comfortable with just improv and going with the flow.
So she's always been feeding off her audience, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly.
I was very impressed, and I'm sure the entire fandom is impressed with the arrangement and what you guys did with Jackie Wilson's cut. and I know you hear about that all the time. It's such a unique flow. And the vibe of that, you know, in rearranging material. How does that come about for you guys?
Yeah, you know, really, that was one that Christine came up with. You know, originally on the harp came up with the music, and then flowed the lyrics to it, and then we're like, all right, so I'll put my verse on, I'll put some verses on there, we'll make it a thing. And it's funny, we actually have an EP, like, you know, a six song album mm-hmm. of all covers, and it sparked from that, and so at some point we'll put that out, but
we'd all be very interested, man, to get a taste of that.
Sometimes it creeps into our lives when we're not looking and least expecting. When that happens, it's wonderful. Street, not obsessed, I just love everything you be. A shame you ain't see the same treasure in me. Never meant to hurt, shatter, or break your heart. The old saying's right, things fall apart. So I take it in stride, tell myself to maintain. Every morning that I wake, it's you tapping my brain. Same way the morning rain tap the window pane. Quite depressing, take it as another life lesson. Keep on sketching these songs of love. Till you're back in my arms and we live as one. You've inspired every lyric that I wrote in this song.
Your love keeps lifting me higher.
So high. A devilish smile to let me know you was wild, that's all peace. I see a little me and you. In time, we could find that feeling's true. Not every day I come across someone like you. So now I thank Jah for the blessing sent. Vibrant as sunshine with an oil scent. Had me bugged out, thinking of the future so quick. Just one glimpse, you had me open, miss. Before your presence, I was emotionless. Now I'm lost in the waves of your ocean, miss. All good, there's no more loneliness. Just days of love that'll end in bliss. And a lifetime together that'll start with a kiss.
Your love keeps lifting me higher.
So high.
Yeah.
believe there's no power on this earth that's greater than love. So we invite you to embrace it. Shower yourselves with it and share it. Love.
This is the right time for that.
The
industry needs that newness, you know? Every great while, every great leap of years, there comes that unique genre changing or genre influenced new sound. And you guys have brought through this collaboration something really unique. So thank you for that, man.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, for right now, you guys are working as much as possible, and we thank you for that, man. We thank you for what you bring to the table. It's so very different. It's so very fresh, man. And I say, like I tell you, it's its own genre. Very, very cool, man. Very cool.
Hey, thank you for the kind words.
Hey, man, I'm a fan. Guest today, the incredible Kufnuts, and the music shared with Payne and Christine Elise. And if you get the chance, take the chance to see them live and go out and get a taste of their feel-good spiritualism. We heard today from Michelle Chibarina with the song called Glad. Also, Ghostbusters with a country flavor. We'll see you next time on the TCT Artist Exchange.